Well, you're having breakfast with Matthew Abraham and David Bevan. And Mark Levine joins us, a constitutional lawyer who has formerly worked for the US Congress and is currently a nationally syndicated American radio and TV talk show host. But we like to think of him as our regular guest.
We like to think of him as our American correspondent. Mark Levine, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Good afternoon from America.
Now, Mark, I'm sort of scratching myself a little bit here because we're on a little 12-seater bus. We've got a sort of a micro radio studio sort of set up in the back, which is doing, I don't understand any of it. And then we're talking to you through that in America. It's quite incredible, really. So good morning.
It is quite incredible.
Now, we're doing this to,
exactly.
For you. We're doing this because of the election campaign that we're having here in Australia at the moment. Is it getting much coverage?
Some of the only coverage that I've seen of it was on The Daily Show, which is normally with Jon Stewart, though John Oliver was filling in, where they told us about your politician and what he liked to do with red wine, and then also your candidate that reminded John Oliver of Sarah Palin. Only I think she's actually even more stupid than Sarah Palin, and I didn't know that was possible, but apparently it is.
Oh, do you have any great campaign moments that you want to share with us?
The only one is really, it's not so much on the campaign bus, but just sort of a row I had with a neighbor of mine, though I never caught her doing it. But she had a McCain sign, and I had an Obama sign, and I would always place my sign in front of her sign. And then I'd wake up the next morning, and the McCain sign would be in front of my sign. And then after a while, my sign was removed, so that made me upset. So I got a new sign along with a nasty note saying, "Don't you dare remove this sign. I have a free speech right to put there." We had quite a balance. And then there was a big windstorm and blew all our signs away. So I think God had enough of the campaign.
That's exactly. Right. He'd had enough of you two fighting. Of course, your guy ended up winning, and he's now the president. The big decision he's going to face over the next day or two is whether to have some sort of military strike against Syria. What's the word? What are people expecting?
We are expecting a military strike, and I think it will come quite soon. I think it's going to happen within the next week. I think it will be cruise missiles, probably from one of our ships offshore, or two, or three, or four, as a punishment to the dictator Bashar al-Assad for gassing his own people with chemical weapons. I do expect that to happen fairly shortly.
You're listening to Mark Levine. He's a constitutional attorney. He's also has a nationally syndicated American radio and TV talk show. We're talking to him. He's in America. We are in a bus, and we're just navigating our way around Victoria Square, right in the heart of Adelaide at the moment, on a little 12-seater campaign bus. Mark, just looking at the ABC report last night, there's considerable and probably understandable reluctance and resistance by the public in America to getting involved in another conflict, even if it is that dreadful term, surgical strikes and missiles launched offshore.
Well, I think that the difference is that President Bush was very gung-ho about a war that most Americans didn't want, spent a lot of time trying to persuade us, lied to us a bit, and actually persuaded most Americans at that point it was the right thing to do. I think President Obama is extremely reluctant to do anything in Syria, and really his hand was forced. He said that basically Assad... Well, he didn't say this, but to me, the wink-wink nod was that Assad could murder as many Syrians as he wanted as long as he didn't kill them with chemical weapons. And lo and behold, the dictator did exactly that. He killed them with chemical weapons. The president couldn't stand down after giving that red line. He's got to act. But I don't think Obama wants this war at all. In fact, I would encourage him to go farther because I have a lot of sympathy when I see 100,000 dead people. But President Obama is extremely reluctant to fight this.
Yeah, we often talk about the president as being the most powerful man on the planet, and yet you wonder sometimes whether he has got a lot of options, whether he has actually got a lot of room to move. And this is the crisis that president after president has faced, whether it be JFK and the Cuban Missile Crisis or somebody escalating the involvement in Vietnam or whatever. They just get boxed in.
Well, it's very difficult, and you already have two of our greatest enemies, Russia and Iran, are already sending troops to Assad. You have Al-Qaeda that's coming in and trying to help would be, of course, the wrong word with Al-Qaeda. But then you have Lebanon destabilized. You have our NATO ally in Turkey. Israel gets involved from time to time. We still have troops in Iraq. Lebanon is falling apart. Saudi Arabia is involved. I mean, it's becoming the beginning of... I won't want to call it a world war, but let's just say a pretty involved international conflict.
Okay, so what is the feeling, that Obama is on top of all of this, that he's going to be able to ride this wave?
No, I'm an Obama supporter, but the expression in America that people are using is that he leads from behind, which sounds a lot like someone who's not leading at all. Events happen, and then Obama dithers for a while, and then finally does something. That's what happened in Libya. I think that's what's happening now in Syria. But because we're not in the forefront, but leading from behind, as it were, I think we spend a lot of time catching up. In many ways, England and France have done a much better job with these things under President Obama than our president has. And like I said, I'm a supporter of his. I like his domestic policy. I haven't been a big fan of his foreign policy because I think the U.S. has been pretty weak.
Mark, thank you so much for having a yarn to us from your place in the U.S. We appreciate it.
Good luck in the campaign, and I hope you don't have anyone else using red wine improperly.
No. It's all. I think we've put the lid on that one, so to speak, or put the cork in it. Mark Levine, he's a constitutional attorney. He's worked for the U.S. Congress. He's a nationally syndicated American radio and TV talk show host. And you can have a look at marklevinetalk.com. It's a very, very interesting site. He's a really credible and thoughtful but entertaining bloke.